everyone. Welcome to Ears for You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey, guys.
Jules.
Hey there.
Jim.
Hello, everybody.
And Tom joins us this evening.
Yay.
Tom.
Let's hope I don't mess up.
Oh, you'll be fine. A little rusty, but you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's been so long. It hurts.
It's been so long since I've talked, so I don't know.
You'll be all right.
I think you'll figure it out.
It's good to have you.
Yay.
I just can't wait to dominate the conversation again.
Oh, I know. I'm already
early music. We get early music.
I have shots lined up for how many times we say Disney weddings tonight.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Well, since this show is not about Disney weddings at all, that should be interesting. On tonight's episode, we're going to talk about pre-shows on attractions. And Jim has a game of Name That Restaurant.
Woo!
But first, tonight's rope drop question. Do you bring back souvenirs for others? Ooh, are you selfish or are you not? Roxanne!
Wow.
You can't every time because you live there. Good Lord, you go.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
But like when you were traveling.
Going back to like when we came here before, no. Because nobody wants Disney stuff unless they're here. Buying their own Disney stuff as well in my family. Let's put it that way. If I came here without Elizabeth, I would probably pick up something for her when she was small and bring it back to her. But generally, no, we ain't buying nothing for anybody.
All right. So that's what that says about Roxanne. Jim.
Take that for what it is.
I'm just joking. Nothing but love.
It depends. There have been trips where I definitely have brought stuff back for people. If someone, you know, did me a solid along the way or whatever, and I knew they were a Bell fan and there was a cool Bell mug, I'd bring them a coffee mug there's been certain specific examples of me bringing stuff back. But in general, no, I do not go shopping for other people while I'm here.
Tom?
No.
Straight up.
Okay.
Nope.
And Jules?
Since the last few times I've gone by myself and not with my children. Yes, I always bring them back Mickey Krispie treats and press pennies and probably one other thing if they ask for it. And sometimes I mail postcards because I think it's fun to get postcards that are mailed from Main Street. And once or twice I've picked up something for a friend who is stationed somewhere else and can't get to Disney or whatever, and sent it on the way.
Can you still mail from Main Street? Put it in the mailbox? Okay.
Yep, they're still working.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Well, for me, it just depends. If I go without my kids, I bring something back, but I would do that whether I was at Disney or wherever. I usually bring a little treat back when I travel. For people, it just depends. It depends, like kind of like what Jim said, like if, you know, I see something that reminds me of somebody or maybe somebody says like, hey, or like when we were there, I guess when we were there in February, I knew that Finley's teacher's birthday was coming up and she's a huge Star Wars fan. And so I bought a mug from there just so I could say it was like from Disney World. So, you know, just depends on the person and if there's something specific, but I don't just like bring everybody something back. So, all right. So moving on to pre-shows. So last week, if you listened, we touched a little bit about pre-shows and how that would be one of the things that kind of made us feel like the parks were reopened again when they are able to bring some of those pre-shows back that make you crowd in an area before you ride an attraction. However, pre-shows may not just be an attraction. So we're going to kind of define what a pre-show can be, and then we're going to dive into that.
So I think for this, pre-show should mean from when you enter the attraction to when you actually get on the ride vehicle.
Okay.
So whether it's a queue, whether it's a video, whatever it is, up until when you when you get past those stanchions that the doors open or whatever, you walk past to the ride.
Okay, so like at that little sign that tells you how long the wait is. Because if you've been recently, you do have to wait outside of that sign that says how long the wait is because of social distancing. But once you get past that sign, you're technically in the actual queue. So let's talk about these pre-shows. Do you have favorites?
Since we all have to wear the, or all have to be in them now. Let's, you know, I mean, there's some that I've never seen just because I've always done fast passes.
Fast passes.
Kind of jump through certain stuff. You see certain things, but there's a lot of things that, you know, I've never seen.
Right. So who has a favorite? Which one you really want back?
I do.
Oh, let's not all jump at once. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I do. Dinosaur.
Ooh.
Love it. Love the whole pre-show with, you know, the dinosaur puppet and Felicia Rashad
Dr. Seeker
and one dino extra large, you know. So
and that's and they still have the bones, like when you're walking around waiting in line too, right? In the queue. A little museum type thing.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah, but you're walking right past that now pretty quickly.
Are you?
And then into the, I mean, I guess depending on how long the wait time is.
Yeah.
But the times I've ridden it, there wasn't that long of a wait time. And so you're kind of walking past that pretty quickly.
Right. But the video is fun too. But like, and that's kind of some of the pre-shows that you kind of miss is all that detail that they put into, you know, whatever, the bone, they make, you know, fake notes that looks like real, you know, letters or something like that, you know, and, but, you know, but that video is still fun, you know, like the actors they get, they just, I don't know how they find these act, you know, get them to just act like they're, you know, part of this thing, but you do, it makes you get ready for the show. It's a good,
right. Cool. Which is what a pre-show is. It's been a while to get you in the mood.
Right.
I've been on Dinosaur, but they were running the pre-show just continually, but you weren't stopping.
You just walk through it.
You just kept walking through. But if you wanted to, you know, just let people go past you if you wanted to.
You could back up to the back of the room and let
I'm
people
not gonna
walk
do that.
Just let people walk
but
past
like
you.
I would.
In the dinosaur one, I would. I like
so that. We had to stop and I mean, you know, the line wasn't continuously moving. So we were in there for like a portion of it, but not, you know, the whole thing from start to finish. And you might catch it in the middle because you might walk into the room and it has now looped, you know, started.
I don't like that. That just kind of like ruins the mood for the ride, you know, where it's just like, yeah, just get out, like being at any other park, you know, like I feel like that's part of the ride, you know, is that pre-show. That's part of, you know, just like seeing a theater show, you see some, you know, whatever happens before, or a warm-up comic or something like that, and then you get into the show. I don't know. I mean, I guess I would be the one to stop just to enjoy it.
Do you feel like pre-shows is what makes Disney different?
I haven't really been anywhere.
No, because Universal does pre-shows,
Universal
don't they?
Has pre-shows. Yeah, that's actually one of them is on my list.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to add a little tidbit to each one of these. Most of these pre-shows, if you travel with Jim Linsky, is a way to circumvent the crowd and beat 40 or 50 or 80 or 150 people into the ride, because most of these rooms are maneuverable so that you can be where the next door is going to open if you know where it is. Yeah. So every time we do a pre-show, I will add the Jim Linsky tip on where you should stand in that pre-show to beat 100 people.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But so this will not help you if you are traveling tomorrow.
No. But
however, it will help you.
So make a list and tuck it away.
Yes. Yes. Right. Save it.
So in Dinosaur, you enter from the left side of the room and people all stand in the middle, but the door opens to the right. So if you move all the way across the room to the next set of doors, and there's, you know, and normally there's 100 or 150 people in that room, even if you're the last one in, you can slide all the way to the right. And when the door opens, you're the first one out, first one in the hallway, first one down the stairs, and you just beat out the 200 people who are still standing there. So move all the way across the room to the next set of doors. When the doors opened, you will be first.
Good to know. All right. That was the first of many tips. Anybody else have a favorite pre-show?
I really, really, really love Peter Pan's queue. I love that queue so much. You start outside the Darling's house and there's Nana and you're seeing the silhouettes inside while father and mother are getting ready for the party, and then there's like portraits on the wall of the kids, and then you go inside and you're in the nursery It's so awesome. And then Tinkerbell is like interactive and she spins the globe and she flies all around and she makes things like move and tinkle. Cool. And then if you get lucky to pause in the one spot with the shadows, the butterflies land on you and you can like move the bells around. It is so stinking cool. It's like the best. And plus it's inside, it's not outside. Mm-hmm. So if it's hot outside and you have to be in the queue, it's air conditioned, but it's so much fun to go through. It's so well done.
I don't think I've ever been in that queue.
So that's funny. This past trip was the first time I'd ever, or I guess October or whenever we went, November. So this COVID season was the first time I'd ever done the Peter Pan queue. I had no idea what it looked like.
Right.
Only ever fast passed it. Yeah. And well, and because if you in the past, if you didn't fast pass it, it was a very long line.
Right.
It was very long.
But it is really cool in there. There are some things that you couldn't do COVID wise. But for the most part, it was pretty much the same.
Like the shadow, you're not actually touching anything.
Yeah, but there were some things in there.
That wasn't working last time I was in there.
Yeah,
That's a bummer.
I don't know if it just maybe sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, do you guys remember how the queue used to be at Seven Dwarfs Mine Train? There was a touchscreen game where you like sorted gems and stuff. Yep. And then there was the pipe organ you could put your hands under and the music would come down, it would like play sounds. But I think that's that kind of interactive stuff junks up the line because people want a chance to do it. It makes the line longer because people aren't moving. So they removed it, but way before COVID, they removed that stuff from Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Same thing as Space Mountain.
Yeah, and it's possible that that could be the case with Peter Pan also. If they have to have the queue open and they're not doing fast passes, having people stop and play and interact makes the line be longer because everybody wants their turn to do it.
Sure. It's a catch-22 about those things in the lines. Like, I love them, but all at the same time, you know me, I'm like, move on, guys. We're going to move up. I'm not letting nobody pass me. Move on.
Oh, joy.
But in the same area, Winnie the Pooh has a really great, if you want to call that a pre-show.
Oh, you play with the Honeywell all day long.
That is so cool.
It's the best.
So cool.
I love it.
Do they still have it?
Or the outside part of the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, that's great stuff, too. That extra stuff they added on the outside of the Haunted Mansion, the pipe organ, and you touch all the books move and all that stuff.
The instruments.
Yeah.
But you can't do any of that right now, can you?
No.
No, you don't even go that way through the queue.
Yeah,
they just put it back to normal, right, where you don't even walk through that part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that's a fun one.
That's really cool.
Haunted Mansion. Just even that part, and then once you get in, just how they set that up with going into one room, which is dark, the attendants or whatever you call them, the gatekeepers, whatever. I mean, I have yet to go through that ride and not find a cast member, not in character, who is serious, who is,
very stern.
They don't flinch. Like that is just so crazy that throughout, that's just not there, but just that's such a fun, it's dark, it's creepy, the doors open, you go into a room. We're all adults now, we know how it works, but it's still creepy.
What?
But then when I go, there's usually people reciting the guy, what he's saying, which I can't think of what it is now. But but then everyone's always like, or my way. And then everyone screams, like schoolgirl.
Gosh, cheerleaders.
But then it opens and you go on the ride. Like it's such a fun, just to set you up type
of
thing into it.
Okay. So when you enter the stretch room, if you cross the stretch room, on the wall, there will be a little red dot. And that little red dot is right where the door opens. And if you stand to the left of the little red dot, when the door opens, you'll be the first one in the hallway and getting on the ride. And they pack that stretch room full of people.
How many people do you think that stretch room holds?
At least 50.
Yeah.
Also, the thing I think about Sorry. You go ahead, Roxanne.
Oh, well, I was going to say, contrary to Jim's tip of being the first one to exit, if you linger in the stretching room and let everybody go out ahead of you, you can hear the gargoyles. And they're saying things like, get out.
Oh, really?
Super creepy. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Now I have to hang back.
Awesome. I've never done that because everyone's like, let's go.
Everybody out. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So if you want different experiences, you can try both ways.
Because here's the thing. The ride goes to the same place and it's constantly going and it's not a race. You're going to get to see the same things with everybody
else. It is a race. It absolutely is a race.
Here's the thing. The fun thing about cues like that, about pre-shows, is that those become like the cult classic favorites. So like, you know, all the Disney influencers or like the Disney shirt companies, like people who make these really cool shirts, they make the cool stretch room tees, right? People Disney bound or cosplay as the characters in the photos. You know, there's always about the ballerina. There's always Hatbox Ghost. There's always all these things. And they usually come from like the most obscure references and only true fans get them. And that almost always comes from a pre-show that happens at Disney, which I just think is the best. Like you might be a Disney fan, but if you know your pre-shows, you're like the elite of the fans.
Then you know.
You know what would be really cool, now that Jules was saying that, is to have a stretch room shirt that like was, when you stretched it out, was a stretch room with like normal length. And then when you pulled it back up was a crop top where it just showed your belly and went down and up. You could just do that all the time. Like, I'm too hot.
Are you going to wear this?
I would. That'd be so fun.
That's awesome.
I can see that working.
Oh my God. I feel like for guys, that would be those, you know, those zip off pants. That
yeah.
You know,
yes. Hey, that is practical right there. Those are practical.
There you go.
That's funny. Someday. Okay. I'm probably going to derail us now, but so I heard some theory about that. Cause I like seeing these theories about rides and what they mean and like what Haunted Mansion means. And I'm trying to think of, make sure I say this right. Maybe you guys have heard it, but it's something about how Haunted Mansion is you're a ready debt or no, when you, sorry, you go through the ride. And then once you get to the town part where you get to the cemetery, that you're going backwards means you died. And so like you're being buried or something like that. Yeah. Maybe I'm
you've
not
falling out of the attic window.
Yeah. And you fall down and then that, and then at the end is when you're dead. But then, and then when she's saying, hurry back, means you're coming back to life when you get off the ride. Mm-hmm. And so she's saying you should come back. And
yeah, you definitely die on the ride.
Huh. Yeah.
I think that.
It is. Yeah. It is a fan theory. It's kind of a morbid fan theory.
Right.
It doesn't say you die of natural causes. Let's just put it that way, because there's children.
Yeah, you pushed out the attic window.
In the car. No, it's something else. But.
Tell us what that
is. Well, there's children. There might be children, and I don't want to say anything scary.
It's okay. I want to know.
You pass at your own hands.
Yeah.
Ah.
You pass at your own hands.
Well, you see that at the very beginning of the ride in the stretching room. Right. There's always my way.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
This is an awful ride.
We should have a whole show just on fan theories. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
A whole show just on fan theories.
Yeah, because there's some crazy stuff. All right. Any other ride pre-shows that you just love?
Oh, yeah, hundreds of them.
I think we went from the most popular ride.
Right.
Pretty much, Haunted Mansion. And take you in a totally opposite direction.
All right.
Muppet Vision 3D.
Oh, yes.
The pre-show.
There's a pre-show.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the whole room. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on the screen. With
I
the
have
three
a miraculous 3-hour show. You have whatever.
You have a minute and a half.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah. The pre-show it's pretty funny. It almost feels like the show. And then you're like, oh, wait, this isn't all of it? Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff in that room, too.
Yeah.
Rizzo comes out dressed as Mickey Mouse and he says, they're tourists. What do they know? It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, there's a net with all kinds of sponges in it. You know what that's supposed to be. Roxanne knows what it is. Anybody else?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. It's a net full of Jello.
Nah, I feel like you've told us that before. And I should have.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No, it is. Next time you're there, that's what it is. It's a net full of Jello.
my gosh.
I love puns like that. That's fun.
Perfect.
Yeah, and they're everywhere in that queue.
Yeah, that queue's good. Tough.
Donkulous.
Yeah.
I feel like that's amazing. Such an underrated like queue too. Like people
it totally is.
Pass by it, don't really think much about it, but it is. That's such a, it sets up for, you know, the it's not really, it's just stupid humor, you know, that goes in there. Yeah. Right.
Slapstick.
Yeah. They could redo that attraction.
Right.
They could redo that attraction.
Slapstick.
Now, do you think they're going to keep it, or do you think they're going to soon enough, or do you think it's not going to be part of Hollywood Studios anymore?
They're going to keep it because they had a perfect opportunity to blow it out when they blew out every single solitary thing that surrounded it. And they didn't. So,
Roxanne likes to tease us. Roxanne likes to tease us about the pre-show that never was at Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Yes. Oh. Also, yes, because apparently it had a fantastic pre-show. She tells us about it all the time, but it only lasted about 2 weeks and then COVID happened. And now that it's reopened, there is no pre-show.
Oh.
So there are very few people who've actually very, very cool. seen. Yeah.
Wow.
So it has an awesome, and you can kind of tell, like,
so there's, what was
go ahead. Tell us what it was.
So when you walk through the queue, you end up in a room and you're watching a cartoon on the screen, and there's like a railing in front of you between you and the screen. And it's, I can't even remember what the cartoon is now, but of course it involves Goofy and there's a big explosion. Well, the screen actually explodes and opens up the portal for you to walk through. And now you're in the cartoon world.
Nice.
And that's the basis for the ride. You are in the cartoon world.
That's cool. Is that in the room that used to be like the where all the railings were, the Great Movie Ride before, where they were showed?
It is completely different than that. Okay. They have just completely torn that.
So what do you do now?
Well, I haven't been, so I'll see you in June.
What do you do now?
It's just open at all times. You just walk straight through the blown hole, but you don't see the cartoon. And
unless you're
because
with
the
Roxanne,
thing that killed me was. You don't even realize what's happening.
She tells, if you're with her on the Roxanne tour, she will say to you, okay, we are in regular world. All right, now we're walking into cartoon world.
Now you're in the cartoon land.
And you can tell a difference. The walls are different. You feel cartoony.
Yeah.
But, the decorations have changed.
Yeah.
It looks like you're in a drawing. It's really fun.
It's really well done.
What killed me, though, was the railing, because it is a solid railing. And then once the thing explodes, the railing, like, disappears. I have no idea where it went. Like, it didn't look like it opened. Maybe it slid, but you can't tell because you're watching the cartoon, so you don't know how.
Right. So when they bring it back, you have to like actually pay.
Yes.
One time you have to do nothing.
When they open the door
attention.
For Belle.
It's exactly. Like I've stared and I still can't figure out. Like I've said, I still can't figure out how they do it.
Another good pre-show. Isn't that considered a pre-show?
Enchanted Tales, absolutely.
Yeah.
Where you get into the big shebang.
Yeah, that whole, as I've discussed 1,000 times, the effect where the mirror turns into the doorway is astounding, and I have no idea how they do it. And I've looked at it 1,000 times, and I still have no idea. But it's great. It's a great effect. It's maybe my favorite effect.
It is very cool. I do not know how they do that.
So one of the biggest pre-shows, which, I mean, now that we've broadened our pre-show horizon, would be Rise of the Resistance. That is pretty, I feel like I'm not even sure where the pre-show is.
Right,
it's like the pre-show and then the pre-show and then the pre-show and then the ride. Because there's multiple aspects to what I guess would be considered the pre-show if that's everything prior to the ride. Is that correct?
Yeah.
If it's everything before you actually sit in a trackless vehicle, there's probably 12 minutes of pre-show on that ride. So,
which is pretty awesome.
Pretty cool. Pretty awesome.
And immersive. Very immersive.
Gosh. Yeah, it's spectacular.
Which is what a pre-show is to get you in the mood.
Yeah, in it.
Yes.
You're in it.
But I love that because I feel like that one almost like tricks you. It's like, oh, now we're in the ride. No, wait. Now we're in the ride. No, wait.
Well, no. I think, you know, for me, the pre-show of that ride is Rey and BB-8. I think after that, you're in the experience.
Sure.
The experience begins when they push you out that door.
So it's pre-show experience and then ride?
It's pre-show experience transition.
Does the interrogation not count? interrogation.
That's experience.
This is like, and here's the thing. When you get a new type of ride, because it's like no other ride, you have a new type of experience that's unlike any other experience. So it's not going to be like the other pre-shows and queues we've done before because the ride is not like anything we've done before.
Right. You want to talk Flight of Passage?
Now that one, if you got a fast pass on that, you miss a lot.
Right. And so like I said, I've only been in the queue once and we all know the story and I won't repeat it. But when you hit that lab, it's amazing.
It is.
And there's much to look at in the lab. And if you, and it only fast pass it up to that point, and I've never seen the lab because when you fast pass, you come out in the hallway, the final hallway. So to actually get 20 minutes to stare and look at experiments and check out, you know, the avatar in the tube and everything else that's in that queue is
so well done.
He is very nuanced. It's not, I mean, it's not just a thing like in a tank.
It's
super twitches, cool. It moves, it has like, you know,
it's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
And even cool. like the stuff in the, whatever that is, the scientific area where you can see the different
moving all the time.
This set, like not lab, just Jordan. Him. Whatever. That's not my thing, people.
Usually
moving too. It looks so alive.
Right, but see, that's the cue because the problem is the pre-show of that ride is horrible.
Right,
okay. Horrible so, with Dr.
Right.
That guy drives me bananas. It's awful, and then fake Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
But now,
get Sigourney Weaver. You got Gary Sinise.
What did you say, Tom?
Well, I was gonna say, do you think that was a stylistic choice done? Like, why would Disney allow a character
they always try to get the original actor if they can.
I just meant the part. Like the part.
Because Sigourney's not gonna listen to us, but she may have just been too stuck up to do it.
Right.
Why don't you just call her out right here on the show?
And if I'm wrong, the aliens come out of my stomach and I will deal with it. But if not,
I mean, maybe she was, but
she was busy.
Seriously, it's like 30 seconds. It's like 30 seconds and it is like, come on. It would have made it, I feel like it makes it a little cheesy because it's not.
Because they don't have, because it's fake Sigourney Weaver.
Maybe they
She even sort of looks like.
I know, it totally looks like you tried to find a double.
Right, what are you, her stunt double?
Right? It totally looks like they tried to find somebody.
Yeah, I hate that pre-show.
I almost wish they could have just not like used her, you know what I mean? Like, in, like gone a different direction because they couldn't have gotten her. Like, let's get the other guy or that, the girl from the Fast and the Furious or something like that. I don't know. Somebody tell me something.
Yeah,
different.
Because
it was like they couldn't get her, so they just found
somebody. They had to find somebody who looked like her, right?
Yeah, and that, I'm with you.
Doesn't work.
It's not my favorite pre-show.
Doesn't work. And, you know, depending on how far backed up they are, you can be in that room where you're waving your hands around and everything else. You can be in there for 15 minutes.
Right.
You're like, I think
because
you've
it
got
just keeps going.
I think I'm connected.
Well, it keeps going. Well, it does that because it's waiting for the people to leave, the cars, before. So that's what that is, et cetera. So that could take, it could be, you know, 5 seconds, it could be a minute.
You can wave your arms around or whatever. Right. And I've been in there where it's like, oh, it didn't take. Try it again. It's
right.
Like, someone either can't unbuckle themselves or, you know, something's malfunctioned. It's like, how long? All right. Yeah. For another 10 minutes.
The first time I rode that ride, which is why I didn't have a great taste in my mouth the first time I rode it, we did all that. They let us go through. And then they had missed where somebody threw up. They had to push us back out and we had to re-watch that thing again start over. And I'm like, that totally like loses the effect of like, I'm like, oh my God, we've already done this. And it's like happening again. And then we had to wait again for like a clean area to go in. That kind of lost the momentum and that excitement when you
the first time you go through it, the first time you go through it, it's cool. You know, we're gonna make sure you're cool to be an avatar and there's no or whatever it is. I've lit a fire here.
Hold on. I want to compare and contrast real quick.
Okay.
How does our love or dislike of the Avatar scanning pre-show differ from the Soarin' pre-show?
I knew you were going to Soarin'. I knew it.
The Soarin' pre-show is awesome.
But it literally it's exactly the same thing.
It almost, is.
And it's the same thing every time, and it repeats. Yeah. Right? And if you come back out, you're going to hear it again.
Okay, sure. The first thing is, here's Patrick is not fake. Patrick's,
Patrick's
not a double.
Patrick's awesome.
Patrick.
The script is better. First of all, the script is funny, right?
Yeah.
And Patrick's awesome. Mm-hmm. And
they don't scan your body 27 times.
They don't scan your body for 25 minutes.
And I have to keep holding my hands up. I'm like, I'm tired.
It's because it's Patrick. And Patrick makes it. If they had made it Dr. Patrick, what would have been hilarious if they'd made it Dr. Patrick? And he was the one in there. And he was like,
That probably would have made it better.
Yeah. If Patrick was Dr. Patrick in Avatar, it would be great.
It's not very funny. Or like, I don't know. Like, I guess everything doesn't have to be funny, but like quick-witted or like interesting. Yeah,
something. Instead of,
like, I'll be honest. I have no idea what he says to me in there. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what he says. And I have listened to it several times, but I have no idea that, like, I have no idea what he's telling me to do. Or, like, you know, in the dinosaur one, I feel like I know what we got to find this and stay away from that other dinosaur. You know, like, you're on a, I have no idea what I'm going when I go on my banshee. I just know I'm, like, hooking up and we're heading out. I have no idea what's happening.
We're hooking up and heading out.
Exactly.
I mean, I really don't, because it's boring.
Hey, we haven't talked about pre-shows at, so we talked about pre-shows at Hollywood Studio. We talked about pre-shows at Magic Kingdom.
There's two more pre-shows at Hollywood Studios we need to talk about, but go ahead.
Frozen Ever After. That's a cute pre-show.
That is a cute one. That one is funny.
Yeah, it's outside. It's outside before you go into the building. There's like fans and TVs, and there's like a whole little mini, like it's catching you up.
Yes, and it has cute little commercials. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of like
little commercials.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In Norway, you're talking about,
or is it the sing along?
Yeah, the sing-along. My bad. Not Frozen Ever After.
Okay,
the Frozen sing along.
Yeah,
we missed that because we basically beat on the door 15 seconds before they started and begged to come in, and they let us in. So.
Yeah, we don't always watch that pre-show. Sometimes we walk right up and kind of walk to in. But that is a cute one. It has some funny things in it. It's a cute one if you have to sit there and watch it.
So we're missing the biggest, I think one of the best.
Two of the best.
Oh.
Well, tell us who they are. Stop telling us two.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster.
See, I think Tower of Terror is one of the best pre-shows.
It's awesome.
With just
Oh, come on. It's fantastic. Listen,
Tower of Terror pre-show is okay.
What?
But Guardians is a way better pre-show than Tower of Terror. Okay. It just is. The Guardians
hate that they're escape. Lumped into the same thing. I get it it's that not they're even the same ride, but they're just not the same.
It's the same room with the same constraints. Okay. And I feel like one does it better than the other.
Okay.
100%.
I've never seen the Guardians one. So.
Yeah, me either.
Super good.
So I'm going to talk about what I like here.
Meanwhile, back at Tower of Terror. Go ahead, Tom.
The pre-show for that, I think, is one of the best ones. I don't know if it is the best one, but it's up there if you had to give a top one. Just from as soon as you, even waiting in the garden, like what feels like a garden with the trees, it's like you're walking through, it's almost if you put snow, it'd be like being in The Shining, where you're just walking through creepy stuff, and then you start walking to the hotel, and then the detail in the hotel lobby with the cobwebs,
the lobby's awesome.
The stuff, and then, and then you walk into the whatever room that's
called, library, whatever it is,
and they put you up with the movie, and then you move into the boiler room. Like, all that stuff is, it's just getting you ready for that creepiness of the ride, and then obviously the ride is great, but that's just one of the ones where you're like, they spent a lot, or they had a really good art, director that just
and
they
super that cool. All the very props well in the done. Library,
right?
Are all Twilight.
I was just gonna say the library is filled with
full of stuff.
Is it? Okay.
Sadly, you're not in there long enough.
If you're familiar with the
with the Twilight Zone, with the show, you would
see things.
Everything in there is super cool. And Jim Linsky tip. Oh. If you walk into the library, you walk all the way across the room and there'll be a little wooden door all the way across.
Of course, if you don't want to look for the Easter eggs.
Right. If you're not busy checking out props, you're like, I've never seen this show, but this is a cool room. You can move all the way across and there's, 50 people in the room. And when they open the door, you'll be the first one out into the boiler room.
Yeah.
Good to know.
You have to step about a foot to the right of the door so that you can still see the TV screen. Because if you're all the way against the door, the wall blocks the TV, so you can't see what's going on. So a little away from the door, but close to it.
Move on, people. Over to the other side.
Now let's Rock and Roller Coaster.
I'm kind rock of and roller like... coasters.
I love the Rock and Roller Coaster pre-show.
So that is not happening right now. Because
I'm sure it's not.
We did it when we were there on our girls' trip.
You just
trip.
Walk right through.
And you just walk right through.
Now,
however, my friends said they feel like they can do it. Y'all were like, why can't they do it?
Why can't they keep it running?
You could, you could stand there and watch it.
Yeah,
or not.
Because people would stop and watch it instead of just keep going, and it would create a gum up. You either have to have a certain amount of people in there to watch it from beginning to end, because otherwise some people are going to stay there and watch it and people are going to be trying to walk through. Then people are going to be pissy because people are walking in front of them and behind them.
Well, I'm just saying it's another one of those. If you want to watch it, let people go past you.
Right. Yeah. Back up against the wire rail.
Because at least all the other things are like all the other attractions we've been talking about tonight are running them. You can't watch all of them in their entirety if you want to keep moving, but they're still on. It's not like there's no screen on.
Right.
So
now, didn't they edit something out of that movie?
Yes, they did.
And
what was that?
Yeah.
Because he was making a sign, right?
The shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that
I thought it was like a loser sign, but yeah.
No.
Okay. It's
definitely not what it is.
Right.
Very inappropriate sign.
Inappropriate.
So how did they even get past?
How they edit it out?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
The magic of.
It just took out his pinky.
So does he do this? Is that now he does this?
Yeah,
now he just does
that. Does this.
Okay, all right.
Jules will have to tell you later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you can tell her now and you can edit it out.
No. Let's move on.
All right. Hold on. Jim Linsky.
Right, I'm going to move over.
We have a tip.
Jim Linsky tip. When you enter the Aerosmith pre-show, you come in on the right and you move all the way to the left because that's where the door opens, and the door opens into the outside of the parking garage where you enter your whatever. So you're just going to slide all the way over to the left.
And nobody says anything to you.
No one says a word. No, because they're all watching.
Side.
They're all looking at they're looking at the recording studio,
like,
whatever else.
Excuse me, sir. Stop sliding.
No. You just do it. You're like, oh, excuse me. Like, oh, okay. Sorry. No one knows what's going on.
All right.
Yeah. That's
okay.
All.
Just slide left.
I bet you Jim is one of those people that if he's not at the line at the right spot to get there, he's like, no, go by, being really nice. Like, go by, waits for the room to empty, and then go.
Listen, let me tell you something. Since you brought it up, you are correct. And
I was just joking.
No, don't be joking. I'm serious. When we do PhilharMagic, we let 23 people go in front of us.
Wow.
So that we end up in the middle of... Of course. So you end up in the middle of a row.
You're like, I work here. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
We estimate.
He has a little clicker thing. He has a clicker thing that they have.
Yeah,
Stand back. Stand back. And it's like, okay, you ready? You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. No.
Wow.
I want to end up in the middle. I don't want to be at the end of the row.
So what happens if there's like a split family? Do you like tell them like, oh, no.
No. All right. So middle of a row could be, 10 seats left, 10 seats right, whatever, in a 50 seat row.
He's just going to push them out the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I certainly let 20 to 25 people go in front of me entering a row at PhilharMagic before I'll jump in. Absolutely. So you are not that far off.
Right.
Yeah, I freely admit that.
Oh boy,
there's ways around everything, and I've
and a lot of the ways he's figured out.
He figured them all out.
All right,
I just feel like okay, if it's not your first time, but like, don't cheat people out of the experience.
How am I? Excuse me. How am I cheating anybody out of the experience?
He's like, wait, is this your first time?
Never done it.
Stay back with me. So you can sit in the middle.
Jim isn't forcing anybody to do it.
Listen, would you rather? Hold on. Would you rather I went first and sat in the middle and then you had to climb over me?
Mm.
Or would you prefer that I left 25 people go in front of me so that I could end up in the middle?
What I'm saying is you have fantastic tips.
Thank you.
But, like, you know.
No, I don't know.
No, we don't.
Please enlighten me.
No, I don't.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything. I don't know. You go really fast.
He's just saying, if you want to do that, do it. You don't have
to. Yeah, you don't have to. If you want to be in the position for the next spot, you do what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm just, I watch, I move to the left and watch the Aerosmith pre-show and I lick my thumb and go with Avelina every time. And,
But I think too, if you know what you're doing, like just talking about your little tips, if you know what you're doing, you do it quickly and then you watch the show. You're not spending the whole show trying to scooch over.
Yeah, I'm not missing the show to scooch left. And if I'm at the last one in the room, it's like, all right, we're the last ones in the room, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Well, that's true.
I'm going to derail.
You can edit that out.
I was like, that was a personal conversation. What was that?
That's all right. So I'm going to derail again here. So Jim says, brought up, do you want him to sit in the seat in the middle and you have to crawl over him?
Oh.
So we all have had that happen to us
people.
If you've been there. So my question is just like on airlines, when people are in the middle and you have to get to the window seat, what part of your body do you give them? Do you give them your butt or do you give them your front?
Oh, they're not going to move. Butt. They get my butt.
The front.
Absolutely.
The front?
I might trip over a foot, too, on purpose while I'm at it.
Oh.
What do you mean, give them your butt? Like, you turn around?
Do you go?
No, do you slide in like this, or do you slide in like that?
When you got to go by, are you showing them your front part or your butt? Yeah,
exactly.
The booty.
I feel like it's kind of weird if somebody turns around and you see their front. They're like,
hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Like, it's still weird to see. Like, it's still weird to see somebody's butt in your face, but.
But at least you're the only one looking at it. They're also looking back at you.
That's true. You have to see their face.
Enjoying the
reaction. Yeah.
Make sure you don't have beans. Anyway, all right, moving on. So. You said there was somewhere else. Okay, so we've touched on Hollywood. We've touched on Magic Kingdom. I mean, there's a million. We could go all night. Let's touch a little bit on Epcot. And did you have one there, Jules, that you were thinking
of? Well, we talked about Soarin'.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. We think it's fabulous.
Mission Space.
Oh. Not everybody's going to like this. And I know you move through it quickly, people, because most of the time it is a short line. But the Nemo has a great start. Nemo.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I really did not pay attention until we started doing this podcast. And my friend Roxanne kept pointing it out. Yep. You start above the water and then you head below. Mm-hmm. And that it's cool if you pay attention as you're walking through.
It is a very
I thought that was Little Mermaid. No, that's on the ride, huh?
That's on the ride where you go on the ride.
Okay.
No.
Which is also a very cool effect.
Yeah, the queue on Mermaid is good too. What are we going
to talk about Epcot? I'm going to say American Adventure because the pre-show is Voices of Liberty.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Because I've never been on the American Adventure, as we have discussed.
I was going to say before that, though, that bringing some nostalgia, before there was the Nemo ride, there was, I think it was Just Living with the Seas is what it was called. I don't remember much of it, but what I do remember is you got in this, what I used to believe was a real elevator, which was really like this small room that was, I think, smaller than it wasn't like a big elevator and like the floor shook or something like that, but you weren't really going down an elevator, but it was part of the old, like when you were like diving or something like that before they changed it to Nemo. But it was just, but that room always like freaked me out just being in such a small room in an elevator and freaking out that you're going down in water and, you know, and the floor like moved. It was weird. It was a weird thing, but that was a fun.
You felt like you were going
hydrolators.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something. It was just a weird. I
vaguely remember it.
Yeah.
It's been like 30 years
right.
since I went through the seas. Yeah, right. The living seas or whatever it was called.
Well, and I think it kind of stinks though, because like before, like it had like the end where you have the big tanks had a purpose, where now it's like you have Nemo, and then it's like, was you big know, for tank. People right, dude, like for people who are new to it, is it like was this part of, is this just something somebody did, or was this or was there something before?
I love Nemo.
Mm. Right. No, I mean
it's
I
a cool
I,
ride.
Oh no, I love Nemo.
I like the fish tank.
You have to any chance you get to ride in a shell.
Right.
Yeah. Is Evelyn riding a shell? You have to ride in a shell.
Yeah, you always have to ride in a shell.
Yeah.
Here's two things I will say about Epcot. There are two rides that have great post shows, if you will. One being Figment, and the other being a Mission Space. Things to do after you get the off game, the ride.
The game at the end of Mission Space.
Even is, Test Track, actually.
Is the game at the end of Mission Space is one of our favorite things to do. And we will, I've said this before, we have skipped the ride and gone right to the game and played the game for a half an hour. And it's cool whether you are one of the people providing things to the people driving the ship. And it's cool if you are the people who are flying the ship as well. Any part of that game is cool, and we've literally spent a couple hours in there playing that game.
You so just do you call like, those game? Post shows?
Yes.
Yeah, we call that the game. I don't know
Making if them I say up. We'll play I'm the game. We all call just, them now post shows because
yeah, pre-show and I mean,
Figment. You know, y'all love the old one, blah 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 blah. But
there's no blah 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 blah.
It's just, no, like, just we love the old one.
The exactly. end one of it.
Thank you.
Anyway, when you get to the end of it, it's super fun. I mean, you can't do much of it right now, but the dance floor is fun. The little hand, you know, make the music. My kids love all that fun stuff in there.
It's so, kind of like Spaceship Earth too. You know, at the end of Spaceship Earth, which is like I feel like they made up for it for the. Bland.
There's a entrance. Lot of post shows in the old.
There's a lot of post show gift shops. I will give that. And well, a lot of the rides.
There are a lot of rides that have gift shops. I don't consider that a show. That's just a getcha. Right. But these like activities to do that don't cost extra money, because you know how I feel about that. But if it is an activity at the end of a ride that like is still engaging me in whatever I just rode, I like it.
When me and you finally go together, I'm going to make you. I'll pay for it, but I'm going to make you do the shooting gallery in Frontierland.
I'll do it if
and
you're paying.
You will never be able to not do it after you do it once.
It does look like a lot of fun.
All right, I'm going in October.
We do it every time.
I'll say it now. I'll say it now. Okay. Roxanne doesn't want it to open because she likes to take pictures.
Best
there.
Place to
however,
eat a donut back there.
If it is open when I go in October with my family, I will pay for everybody to shoot. Okay.
Yeah, it's the best. You have competitions.
What?
And you bet drinks. It's great. Winner buys drinks. Come on.
Oh, well, then I definitely will play. Well,
exactly.
You
see, now
anytime,
you'll do it.
Right. Friend.
Right. Listen. Get
you
your
won't
practice
say that
on.
After I crush you, but
go okay. get your practice on at Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop because they have the same shooting range, the same laser shooting range at those, you know, the big ones.
Yeah. I'm gonna have beginner's luck, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anyway,
so staying in Magic Kingdom, I'm gonna say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because as a pre-show?
As a pre-show?
Pre-show
no,
queue.
That's not a pre-show.
Yeah, why is it not a pre-show?
There's nothing to do in the queue, though.
Yeah, I hate that
Does
queue.
That make
you're
it a show?
Well, that doesn't mean it's not a pre-show. I know, but that's setting you up for the ride of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. There's no games or anything like that, but it's
there's like nothing. Anything talking to you.
Yeah. Nothing.
But you're enjoying nothing. The experience of being in the moment of...
Grand Fiesta Tour is a better pre-show than Pirates.
Oh, tell
that me. Has no pre-show.
Right.
Yeah, that being in the pyramid is the pre-show.
Oh my gosh. It's
so then why
people.
Can't...
Oh, God, you're all getting rowdy now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take you somewhere else now.
Okay,
my favorite
We're wrapping
pre-show
it up.
Is Indiana Jones in Disneyland.
That is good. That is good. Mm.
The whole queue.
Because Finley was like not even a centimeter too short. And that's mean child that wouldn't let her on the ride. It's all right. It's It's following the rules. Anyway. but we were freaking far. I'm like, we're from North Carolina. I didn't say any of that. But I didn't get to do it. So I cannot.
Your kid's too short. Your kid's too short. What are you going to do?
It's like less than
a you're going to obey the rules.
The safety rules, boy. Would you jeopardize your child?
Not you. I'm talking out there in radio land. Don't be dumb.
No, she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do it. Gives you an excuse to go back, though.
Stop it. I can't speak to this pre-show because I haven't done it. So
because she was too busy having an internal freak out.
You know, the pre-show for, well, the pre-show or lines for Expedition Everest is pretty good because it's kind of, it kind of reminds me of the Indiana Jones pre-show a little bit. But the way that all the props and the way that the Everest set up queue is really good.
The queue line for Everest is spectacular.
Why is that okay, but Pirates isn't? You're like, oh, Pirates.
Because there's stuff to look at other than stone walls.
That's what it was at that time.
Telling you the story.
No, it's setting you up to be afraid of the Yeti.
Yeah, because it's like the storytelling, and there's poop, and so anytime there's poop,
yes,
in a case,
is there poop in the line?
Pirates
has a good smell, but it is a boring AF.
And if you've ever listened to our show, you know that Jules hates the people that are in the queue. Not in every queue at Magic Kingdom, but they're just only the people in the Pirates.
That's the people. No, hate is a really strong word. Okay. Miss Jules does not hate anybody, but she thoroughly dislikes rope breakers.
Oh, and they only Pirates.
I'll give you this. The queue line, the chess game that's going on in Pirates. Have a good look at that board. I won't give it away, but have a good look at the board if you play chess.
All right. Okay.
Well, I don't think any of us do. So.
I do. I know what it is.
I haven't looked at the board, but
study the board and you'll see why it's cool.
Okay. Well, dang, we can talk.
Yeah, one more.
I got four more, but go ahead.
I'm gonna let you each have one. I'm gonna let y'all round it out. Each have one. All right, so find your bestest that you want to dispute.
All right, Rox.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yeah,
because there's the little pre-show with the birds out
With the waterfall thing and
the waterfall.
Yeah.
I love listening to that. They're really funny if you listen to their
pre-show on the railroad. Just joking.
Just kidding.
If there was,
that would be your
favorite.
Going with Star Tours.
Ooh.
When they pull out who the rebel spy is.
Right? Yeah, that's fun.
So my Finley was the rebel spy one time and she did not like it. She was so little and she was like, why am I on that screen? Why did they like every other kid in the world would have been like, yay, they picked me. She's like, why be on the screen? It was so funny.
Crazy.
Anybody have my friends that already gave theirs cannot. Tom or Jules, do you have a favorite last pre-show?
Yeah, I don't know about favorite. It's more like an honorable mention, I think, of ones we could do. But I think Space Mountain for me is the walking up to it. Like not before when you had to sit there and wait, but just the sounds, the music, walking through. Yeah. It's like, to me, it's like,
you know, you're there.
Right. It's that 80s, 60s, 70s, you know, like architecture, everything. We're like, this is what space was going to be, what they thought space was going to be. And like, it just gets you into, you know, to me, it just kind of sets you in the mood for what you're doing.
Quick post show on that. I love the little robot with his little drink tray.
Yes.
Did they take that out?
No,
it's still there.
You have to walk through, but you come out on the backside of the construction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't.
Glide. And they took the cameras out too, didn't they?
Oh yeah, the green.
Yeah,
screen.
There's no cameras.
Yeah,
there.
That's too bad. Because you're like,
right.
Yeah.
None of that. Jules, do you have one last?
She looks like she's thinking really hard.
Very hard. I am
because I just want to make sure I pick one that's worthy
of your honorable mention.
Yeah. Probably honorable mention would be Buzz or Toy Story. Because I like all the big toys and games that are in there.
Yeah. Are Mania? Fun. Toy yeah, Story Mania?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Right. That's a cool I give cue. It to Mania over Buzz. Mm. Because
well, Buzz quick. Has the big buzz, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's quick. Yeah, it's just
but it's yeah. quick. Whereas the and other people get mad like, when you stand in front of it.
Yeah, potato I love to take head, a picture. Yeah. I'm like, get ready, get ready,
all
get
the
ready.
Games inside.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but all the fun stuff and like the pencil and the, yeah, I love all
the Uno card.
Yeah.
Well, we know what Joy enjoys is pencils, seeing pencils.
Well, I always take a picture of those, what are they called, Tonga or whatever, because they're so freaking expensive, but those, like, our school requires them, and so I always
Ticonderoga.
I take a picture of my kids with the pencil and send it to whoever their teacher is that year. I'm like, nice. Here's a large pencil that you had to have. Anyway.
Nice. Wow, we learned a lot about Joy today.
They're expensive. Those pencils are expensive. Anyway.
But they last.
They do. I give you that. They are when I had to do my homeschooling earlier this year. Didn't that is very true. But they're expensive. Anyway.
Yeah, Ticonderogas. They're the original number twos.
Yes. But they're like a hardcore heavy wood or something.
Yeah. They don't break.
Good Lord, they're quality. Probably now with the cost of wood now, they're probably like $400 a pencil.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. All right. Moving on. That was really fun. But now our favorite Mr. Jimmy has a game, and he's
can you even believe it? Jim has a game. Jim hasn't had a game in probably 12 weeks.
Coming to you live from his home on the East Coast, here's Jimmy.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jim's game of Name That Restaurant. Here's how this is going to work. We all have our favorite iconic Disney foods and things, snacks, meals, et cetera, et cetera. Each of these is found in only one place. I'm going to name the thing. You are going to give me the name of the restaurant it comes from. Okay.
Wow. This is going to be tough for me because I only eat chicken nuggets. So.
No, you'll be all right. You send enough people to these places. For example, if I say the gray stuff, you say...
Be our guest.
There you go. See how easy this is?
Dang it. That was like the easiest.
Right. I say it because I knew everybody would get
somewhere
that
else now, too.
So we're going to go around.
That was the litmus test.
There's easy ones and harder ones. Oh, I'm hoping to everyone will catch there's an easy one, but depending on where you fall in the rotation, we'll see. So I'm going to go. What is she singing over?
I have no idea.
Okay. So I'm going to go in the order that you appear on my Zoom screen. So we're going to start with Joy.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
Where? And there's actually three possible answers to this, but there's one right answer, in my opinion. So we'll see if you get it. Where can you find Dole Whip?
Aloha Isles.
Very good.
Oh,
one point for Joy. Joy gets.
I'm going to be terrible at this game. I don't know restaurant names. I know like locations.
Well, you normally I don't either, but you know right. I know where a Dole Whip is.
I know.
He knows where a Dole Whip is.
He's just warming you up.
That's all right. I'll take a warm up point. I'm not no shame right. there.
Jules.
Yes.
Kitchen sink.
Beaches and Cream.
Correct.
Ooh.
We're running out of things I know.
Tom.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheese soup.
Don't know.
No?
No, I don't know. I don't need cheddar cheese soup.
Okay.
I don't need soup.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't ask it of Roxanne because I knew she knew it.
It's delicious.
Okay. Roxanne. Tonga toast.
That would be at Kona Cafe or Captain Cook's.
Correct.
Oh.
Did I get 2 points for that?
No, I would have said Kona.
I
would have said
no, Kona. You could get the Tonga toast at Captain Cook's. Is that only currently right now?
It's always. And it's cheaper.
What? Do you like get less of the toast?
It's the same amount of toast, but you don't get a side.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay, well, that's
all right. Fair 1 point Joy, 1 point Jules.
I'm keeping score also.
Oh, you are? All right, I'll let you keep score. Okay. We did that one. We did that one. We did this one. And we did that one.
This is going to be a no point for me. No, no.
Oh, you'll be all right.
That's all right. I always start out strong and then lose.
I'll save an easy one for you.
All right. It's still probably one.
Let's see. Where am I? Joy? Joy. sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich.
Is that a
Jewel?
A Friar's Nook?
Incorrect. Okay. Three, two, one.
Sleepy Hollow.
Correct. Tie. That's a tie. I knew it was in Magic Kingdom.
It's a Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
Yes. Sleepy Hollow. Isn't that what you wanted and you say we wouldn't let you get?
No, I wanted the freaking hand-dipped corn dog.
But that's in the same place,
but
right?
Tyrant Joy. Yes.
Oh, my God. I did not say you couldn't get it. That was Roxanne. I said get it.
Because I can't believe you're hungry.
She just said
that's all I said. You can have whatever you want.
Oh, my gosh. I did not. For the record, I am all about eating more food. I would have eaten it with you, probably. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh, y'all.
Care.
We're still bitter.
Well, I don't know.
She's still very bitter about
it. What was that?
Wow. She's so bitter.
Wow.
How long ago was this trip?
February. We're going to be talking about this from like years
ago. Still
to come.
Raw. It's still raw it's talk.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Dude, but so when we go back, I'll be darned if I leave that park without her eating that thing.
If they even still offer it, you may have robbed me of my one and only opportunity.
Stop it.
All right. That was a half point for Jules and for Roxanne.
Oh, you got half points?
Yeah, because it was a tie on the steal.
Oh, you can steal. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you think they've been doing when they say it afterwards?
I just thought you were just letting them answer.
No, no, no. I'm steal points. So I have Rox at 2.5, Joy at 1 point, Tom with none, and Jules at 1.5.
How does she have 2.5, Rox?
Because
Tom
has
two questions.
I have two.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. No, she stole. Well, she stole one.
Right.
She answered her. She stole one full, and she stole a half.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't quit. I mean, I quit doing the scoreboard.
Jules. Jules. Cheeseburger steam pods.
Oh, Satuli's Canteen.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
I know my fixins.
Tom.
Okay.
Ready?
No, but yeah.
Warm cinnamon roll.
Well, you can get that a lot of places, can't you?
Known specifically from this place.
Oh,
it's a cinnamon roll as big as your head.
Well, I have one. Is this where is this?
That's not like you're gonna say. Well, I was gonna say like the Starbucks one, but
incorrect.
But
come on, think now.
I don't.
No. Okay.
No.
You ready to steal? 3, 2, 1.
Gaston's Tavern.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't eat at Gaston's Tavern.
Well, I ate at
what's
I don't even know
all
the name of the place.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, now I'm going to have to go.
Wherever we eat for breakfast you in Animal Kingdom. What's that called? Tamu Tamu. They also have
Tamu.
They have a large cinnamon.
That's a different one, though.
Yeah, it's a different one.
It's not the same thing.
It's still a cinnamon roll the size of your head.
No, but it's different.
Well, why? It's because not my point, or I would like dispute that one. Yeah.
Oh,
I
was really
Gaston's is like this. And the one you're also, talking you got to get like the Lafleur's brew to go with it. You have to have the apple juicy thing to go with the cinnamon roll.
Yeah, yeah, originally I had Lafleur's brew, but I thought that would be too easy, so I switched to the cinnamon roll.
So Gaston's is like deep dish pizza, and Tamu Tamu is like thin crust pizza.
Yeah,
of cinnamon roll.
I was thoroughly. Yeah. Right. I enjoyed my cinnamon roll.
All right. A hard one for Roxanne.
Ooh.
Ready?
Oh, good. All right. Stumper.
Yeah.
The Hearty Har Char Suey Pork.
I know where that's at.
That is at Skipper Canteen.
Dang.
Because I just ate there like last
week. And I sent her a picture of it.
An easy one.
That wasn't an easy
one.
It was for her.
Everything's easy for her.
I just sent her a picture of it.
Can we get like a cosmic?
I just stayed there with Aaron last
week.
I looked at Cosmic Rays, but there's nothing signature about it, unfortunately.
Well,
cheeseburger.
That's right.
Yeah, cheeseburger. That's it. Where are we? Joy.
Oh, golly.
Oh, golly.
Oh, golly.
Like if you said lobster mac and cheese, I'd say Le Cellier, but you know.
Yeah. There you go. No, I went cheddar right. cheese soup for LaSalle, right, yeah, right. because, you know, it's cheddar cheese soup.
Right.
Yep. Anyway, what anyway. Are you going to do?
Should have picked something maple.
All right.
No, that's easy.
Okay. Joy, where can you find the Bespin Fizz?
The what?
Bespin Fizz.
Oh, at Oga's?
Very good.
Oh.
I had it. Thank you. Wait, is that the one that doesn't have alcohol in it, right?
Yeah.
That's the ones my kids had when we were there.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Got it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I do know the name. Mm-hmm. You liked that, didn't you, Roxanne?
I did.
Jules.
Say the Star Wars.
Yes.
Where can you find the Patriots platter?
Crap. I'm not sure I know
this.
I know where it is, but I don't know. I think that I will mess up the name. Is it Screamin' Eagle Barbecue?
It is not.
I'm going to guess it too before Roxanne.
Three, crap. Two, one.
Raglan.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
You are wrong. You are right. Roxanne is correct.
Dang it.
She's crazy.
Wait, Liberty Tree Tavern has what?
Liberty Tree Tavern.
The Patriots platter. That's what dinner's called.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Oh, because I just go in and say, I want that. And they're like, you're getting the all you can eat thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, what else?
I would have guessed the American Pavilion.
Yeah, I was thinking American Pavilion because I've never eaten at Liberty Tree.
I'm tricky.
But it's on my
list. Learn from Roxanne.
He's learned from the best.
Okay, where are we? Tom.
Yeah.
Cousin Megan's traditional meatloaf.
Yes.
I know it.
All right. Well, you have to say it fast enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Nope.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Hollywood and Vine.
It's prime time.
What?
Joy is wrong. What did you say, Jules?
It's just prime time.
Yeah. Okay. You'll have to do that one in editing, but I'm going to give him a half point each.
Did y'all both say it?
Yeah, they both got it.
I was at the right park. I've never eaten at 50's
prime time.
Right?
Oh, it's wonderful.
What did you say?
It might
you
be said, the same.
It's very home.
Like didn't
home
you say? Eating. Did you say Raglan Road?
No, I said Hollywood and Vine for this.
Oh, Hollywood and Vine.
Okay. I said Raglan Road for the last.
I heard Raglan Road.
That was the last one.
That was previous. Okay.
Y'all are like, I'm ahead. I'm moving on.
That was Cousin Me.
I'm actually playing the game. Okay.
It's Tom's turn, right?
I just did it.
Yeah, Tom just went.
I'm just not a foodie.
Oh, I gave that one to you. All
listen,
right. Okay.
Don't feel down because it's your first time back and we're like, you know, with the games and everything.
We're season game players.
No, but
yeah, are you
know, restaurants I don't even eat at. So I right. would not know their
that's all right. Yeah. It's all for right. fun.
All right.
Nobody, Roxanne. Guess what? Nobody wins anything.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, there are no prizes.
Right. Just pride.
Just my self-respect. That's all.
Mm. Exactly.
Okay. All right, Roxy.
Welcome back. Roxanne. Roasted Andorian chicken salad.
Talking Bay 7.
She is correct.
Oh my gosh. She is like sweeping. That's what she
it's like you like go there all the time or something.
You would think, yeah.
So well, unfair. It's Endor. Where else is it gonna be?
It's Endor.
I don't know.
That was the clue. Okay, an easy one for Joy, who needs the points.
Oh, yeah.
Signature skillet.
Signature skillet?
I knew you'd know it. That's why I didn't give it to you. Go ahead. Come on.
Can you give me a hint?
But it's at a resort.
Oh, I think I know this one. Maybe. at least I can make a guess.
Is this at the Hoopty Doo review?
It is not.
Dang it, I wanted every answer. I'm going to just keep answering if you do.
I want to whisper it to you.
I'm going to give Tom a chance to. I'm going to.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm going to hand Tom? It to Tom. Go
I
ahead,
do
Tom.
Know Whispering Canyon Cafe.
Correct.
Oh, I've actually never eaten there before.
Tom is on the board.
Well, Roxanne even told you I want to whisper it to you. And you're like, oh, thank you, friend.
if he had said ketchup, I would have got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never eaten there before. Has everybody eaten at the Whispering Canyon before?
Yeah, it's great.
I've heard
it's great. It's great for breakfast. It's great for dinner. It's great any time of day. And it gives you an excuse to be in the Wilderness Lodge and
right.
check out the lobby, which is amazing. So for that reason alone, same thing with Artist Point. Any excuse you have if you're not staying there to check out Wilderness Lodge, go eat there because the lodge itself is amazing.
Open Artist Point, open Disney.
Please order. I stuck with things that are with restaurants that are open because I really wanted to grab something off Artist Point, but I didn't. Okay. Oh, she's going to know everything except maybe this one. Whose turn is it? Oh, it's Jules' turn.
Jules.
Okay.
Oh, you can do something totally whatever one you want.
Yeah, no, I'm going to save the hardest one I have left for Roxanne because she's crushing. Okay. I'm going to give everybody else a chance. Jules.
Jim.
Citrus Swirl.
Oh, Coobity Doobs. I know it. I'm looking at it.
Is that because you're Googling it?
No,
she's not. She had hands over her eyes. She's so mad now.
I know where it is, and I can't get it.
I'm gonna play
it's
this.
Not, game it's not. It's sunshine something.
Yeah, sunshine what?
So it's not sunshine seasons.
No,
it's sunshine season. No, it's not sunshine seasons.
Different.
I know. That's why. I'm in Adventureland, and I'm looking at it, and I can't.
Right, oh, I know.
All right, hold on. I'll give you a hint. All right, if you're looking at it, what's behind you?
If you're looking
now,
if you're standing in front of it,
if I'm standing there,
killing me.
Pass. It goes
out that way.
If you're standing in front of it, what's behind you?
I've already.
There's
what's behind me.
There's a tree behind you. There's a tree.
Swiss Family Robinson, but it's
right.
Not behind you.
The treehouse, right?
A sunshine treehouse.
Oh sunshine treehouse. She doesn't know.
No,
right. She doesn't know. Sorry,
she doesn't know.
Roxanne.
No, it's sunshine
terrace.
I knew it's terrace. I knew terrace.
It's terrace.
I get like 1/4 of a point. I knew it's
sure.
Terrace.
I'll give Joy half.
I should get half the point because I got half the answer and I knew what land it was
it's
in.
It's a third. I'm going to give a third to Joy and a third to Rocks.
I just don't understand why you haven't asked me Casey's yet. I've been
prepped
for Casey's on there
the whole time.
But you don't get to have like
there's nothing signature about Casey's either. What's signature about Casey? A chili dog?
Hot dog.
Corn dog nuggets that you take over to Pecos Bill and make them corn dog nachos.
Right. And why would I ask you that? You talk about it every week.
That seems like a lot of work. I've never heard of
it. That's what I said too.
The same reason I didn't get a nacho platter from Pecos Bill.
So how do you No, you order it and then you have to not eat it and you walk over.
And then you go over to Pecos Bill.
That's a long walk with food in your hand.
It's okay. I can do it. I'm an adult.
It seems cold. Okay.
Tom.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
Chef Mickey's now.
There's nothing. I looked at Chef Mickey's.
I know there is nothing there. Nope.
It's a buffet.
It's all basic.
Or a family chair. All right. The Peter Pan float.
Mm. Oh, what the heck is that called? Oh, I don't know the name of the place. I know it's.
Tell me where it is and I'll give you the point.
Well, it's in Fantasyland.
Right? Yeah. Where in Fantasyland?
By the Pinocchio. Or
what's it near?
Yeah. What's it near?
Oh, what is that now?
Which end of Fantasyland is it on? What's it? Come on. Drum roll.
Wait, isn't it? Now I'm confusing.
Don't be confused.
Is it in between New Fantasyland and Small World? Whatever that restaurant
that's
is?
That's Pinocchio Village House.
Oh.
No.
Then I don't there know. Is. That's what I was thinking.
I know.
That
I know.
Go ahead, Joy.
Storybook Treats?
Correct.
Yeah!
Oh.
I've eaten there.
Right next to Friar's Nook and right next to Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, it's on that side. Okay.
Yes.
Actually, it's behind that. It's near the teacups. It's closest to the teacups. It's on the
right.
Outside.
No, it's not. It's before you get the Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, you're right. After you're right. The carousel. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah.
And it's delicious. It's great while you're waiting in the carousel.
That Peter Pan float is really good.
Yeah, it looked really good. I was looking at
Sprite pictures and
today.
Lime.
Like, why haven't I had that?
It's lime.
Lime Dole Whip, right? Yeah.
Lime Dole Whip and Sprite.
And it has a little chocolate feather in it, too.
Okay, last question.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
It's not a tiebreaker, but
no,
it's
we don't need
a
tiebreaker. We don't need a tiebreaker. Roxanne.
Yes.
Chicken tikka masala.
Sanaa.
Wrong.
Mama Melrose.
Oh.
Oh.
I bet it's there too.
Is that right? I have no idea.
Oh. Chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Jules?
Something about
that. Isn't it Mr. I'm probably going to butcher it. Isn't that not Mr. Something's food truck in Animal Kingdom?
No,
Victoria
that's
and Albert.
You're in the right park.
Tusker House? Tiffin's.
Yak and Yeti.
Yak and Yeti.
Oh, I love Yak and Yeti. Yeah. I obviously have never ordered
I'm looking up Sanaa, though.
Because right. I only get...
I got one left, which was the tiebreaker.
Because I know they have
it out.
There.
Okay.
You don't have to buzz everybody. In. Just yell it out. It's a free-for-all.
Okay. Roxanne's going to prove it wrong.
You ready?
Roxanne, pay attention. Don't be looking until you can hear this.
Yeah, don't be Googling.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Macaron ice cream sandwich.
It's in Epcot, and it's at Les Halles Patisserie.
Correct. Oh. No, 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 no. Same region, different place.
Mm. I don't know, but that sounds delicious. Why haven't I eaten one?
What?
Is that why like did in we, France? Why we is it in there? France?
It is in France.
Okay. I've never France. Eaten at
it's
the
at
restaurant
some
there.
Unpronounceable de glaces something or other.
Oh. I've never eaten.
Oh, that. Yeah, the ice cream shop.
Yes, correct.
Oh.
No. Mm. That was fun, and that made me so hungry.
See, well, that was a cool game, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you like that game?
Don't see that as Sanaa.
Well, that's because you were wrong when you said
Oh, you're looking
Sanaa.
It up to see.
But the menu is different, so I know
pulled,
that they've had it.
Trust me, I
my
put
daughter
every
had
single
it.
One of these off a menu. Today.
Jimmy actually did research today.
I tell you, I spent like an hour and a half coming up doing this.
He
game
did today. A good job.
I'm sorry. What was my score again?
Like a lot
final
to
scores.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Gosh, you won, Roxanne.
Roxanne was 6.8. Joy with 4. Jules,
I would expect
3.8.
Nothing less, which is much money you spend on right. food there.
Tom,
one.
Right. One.
It's all for research, Joy.
I know. It's
here's
total,
the thing.
Girl,
here's the thing.
The
there's only
person.
Just
you know
so many
that.
Iconic things. Like, I could probably not come up with another 17 of these. So
sure,
this is a one and done, sadly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I know.
But that was
what
fun.
It sounds like. It sounds like we spend money to go to Disney to eat.
Well,
you
would
be 100% correct.
When there's a dining plan, absolutely go to Disney to eat.
Absolutely,
I go to Disney
100
to eat.
Times.
I mean, that's y'all anyway. Like heard me review my trip. You know that that's why we.
Look,
y'all are like,
dining
did you ride
is,
any rides?
Is
I'm going
to Disney.
June. I'm going in June, and I have. Three places. So three bridges at Coronado, and I have
I really want to go there.
Lunch with the lovely Roxanne at Kona. And then Artsmith's,
yeah.
which you know can't go and not go to Artsmith's.
All right, cheers. Disney, if you're listening, bring back the dining plan so we can eat more food.
Amen.
Hey Disney, if you're listening, open up Casey's,
open more restaurants,
so she can have her. The
corn
dog
nugget.
Nugget bites,
corn
whatever.
Dog
nugget. All right, listener land, thank you for listening this week, and we'll see you next week.
As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon.